modern smoker.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
A few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice, the pro-murderers, they call themselves the pro-choicers, wish to silence. Well, we're the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. And welcome to the show. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, that's Sons of Liberty Radio. On Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Get some downloads, uploads, what's going on, new news. There's always news. And the news is always new over here at the Sons of Liberty. And we got a booth out at this Minnesota State Fair as well. There should be some stuff out there on that as well, as to what's going on locally and nationally and sometimes internationally. So that's Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And if you'd like to go to my personal page, you can go to Bradley Dean. That's double E, Bradley Dean, double E. And or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, that number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. And, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. This week has been a week of weeks. We're at the State Fair, and many of you are the weekend audience. We do have a show during the week, Monday through Friday, starting at 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. So for those of you that weren't informed, one of the CBS outlets actually came to our booth at the State Fair, which is at Dan Patch and Cooper in Minnesota, at the Minnesota State Fair. Dan Patch and Cooper behind Spaghetti Eddie's, right next to the DFL booth. And the reason I keep saying that is because somebody came to the table when I was there yesterday and said, I remembered exactly where you were. Dan Patch and Cooper, right behind Spaghetti Eddie's, right across from the DFL booth, and he found us, and it was pretty cool. So thank you. Also,
you mean you gave him directions, and he actually showed up?
Yes.
Is that how that works?
So it works. You know, people are hearing. People are computing. Some people probably say, why do you keep saying that? Why do you keep saying that? Well, I'm doing it because
people
are listening.
Keep saying
Why do you keep saying where you're at the fair? Why do you keep giving the location?
Well, we're live radio. I mean, there's a lot of new listeners every
day. That's a good listener.
Yes.
I don't know who those people are. So
I do. We see them hitting on our website all the time.
That's true. Yeah. We've got something to talk about on there, too. WCCO showed up, which is a CBS affiliate. They did a report, and what's hilarious about this is that, you know, they made some comments and things like that. I don't even remember much of the report. I did talk to the reporter, and she edited some of this stuff.
Well, we can get into more of the specifics after the break.
Later on.
Okay.
But I did notice later on their own started bagging on them for such a garbage job of reporting. They said there was a protest of us having a booth at the State Fair. But there was no protest. There was no picketing. There was nobody with signs.
Remember the guy that said that the people that were responsible for having a people finance war, he said to the people that he wanted to create the war, you take the pictures and I'll create the war. So that's all they have to do is get three or four people together, put them in front of something and say, these are the people that were protesting. Yeah. Or look at the streets of California. They find a group of, you know, and mostly black folks or Hispanic folks. And then they say that there's racial riots going on. There's 10 or 15 of them.
Well, this is how pathetic it is.
Yeah.
They did take pictures.
Yeah.
And it was of our booth, and it was three younger people that were standing out there. discoursing with people and talking to them. No protest, no signs. So they did such a poor job, and that's why they're being bagged on by their own, because it's like, come on, guys. We know we lie all the time, and we set a false opinion, but at least we try to make it semi-convincing to some of the useful lesser sorts in their minds.
Vladimir Lenin.
Their brains in somebody else's head. But that just didn't happen here. So if you want to watch the report, you're more than welcome to. We'll talk about it a little bit more. But then you also had an opportunity to speak to Mr. Secretary of State.
Yes.
In Mark Ritchie.
Just walked up to the booth. I think it was on Wednesday, I believe. We just got there. No sooner got there, and during the process of doing that, I looked to my left, and it was none other than Mark Ritchie, the Secretary of State here in the state of Minnesota. He's a communist, and we've talked about him on the radio before. He is. I mean, you could probably ask him, and he'd probably tell you that. But for the sake of saving face, he probably wouldn't say it that way, right? And so anyways,
depends who he's talking to.
So anyways, in saying that, to say this, what happened is I just pink and blue them. We have these optical illusions. One's pink, one's blue. They're both the same. Oh, I don't want to tell you too much, but it's an optical illusion. He failed that, and then I asked him, Mr. Mark Ritchie, the Secretary of State in the state of Minnesota here, can you please spell the word shop out loud for me? He said, sure.
S-H-O-P.
He said it again. I said, can you spell it one more time, Mr. Ritchie?
S-H-O-P.
And I said, what do you do when you come to a green light, Mr. Ritchie?
Well, you stop, of course.
And I looked at him and I said, you stop at a green light and you are representing the people of the state of Minnesota?
Oh, no, get out of here,
hang on a second. Folks, you don't stop at a green light. You go at a green light.
Didn't you get some police officers too at the fair?
Yeah, I want to share. Oh, I got cops. I went to Amy Klobuchar's website.
But they stop at green lights too,
right? I don't know how many tracks I was tracking the whole time I was there. And I was purposely trying to target the politicians as I seen them, so they are left without excuse as how they represent we the people. You know, again, by this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God first and then love the children of God by keeping his commandments. And by the way, that this is the love of God. Anyways, in saying that, you know what? Here's the interesting point. He was a cool guy. He was a cool guy.
Sincere, you said.
He was very sincere. Now, I understand that politicians come across as being very cool, likable, and sincere. And you do. I mean, you're not going to get away from it. But I also know the fruit on his tree. So, but in all honesty, I can't say he was a creep or a mean guy. I can look at his tree and say he's a corrupt dude. But he didn't come across that way, and that's what's scary. And by the way, that's a big red flag for everybody to pay attention to the fruit.
That's right.
Yes.
The fruit is what's going to determine what the character is. The sincerity. Actually, I've found that sincere people can be the most dangerous because they sincerely think they're doing right, and they can convince you that maybe it is right. The problem is you've got to understand, just like the Bible, you've got to read the Bible for yourself. You've got to understand the Constitution for yourself. Minnesotans, you have to understand the Constitution of your own state to be able to say, hey, he's sincere, but he doesn't belong in office, because if he is in office and he carries on that sincerity, he's going to destroy by what he does and the fruit of what he does. And I think we find that with a lot of folks that are serving for office. So I guess there's a governor race here coming up here in about 1 year here in the state of Minnesota.
New names.
Yeah.
New names popping
Kurt up. Kurt Zellers. I got a letter the other day.
You're kidding me.
Stanley Hubbard is endorsing Kurt Zellers for governor.
He just got done saying that he wasn't going to do this 2-3 months ago.
Well, apparently somebody's giving him money to do it. Maybe he hasn't put his hat in there,
we need to get involved in that process.
It's there to be involved in.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Check us out online, or you can go to Facebook as well, friends, online. Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio. Be right back after this break. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Anyways, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. And Jake, you were saying?
Yeah, we were talking about, I think we were talking about the fair. And so at the conclusion of our day yesterday at the fair, we actually brought out some of the little guys there, and they were passing out tracts. I had one woman come up to the table. I'm just kind of monologuing here. And one woman came up to the table, and I can't remember if it was Dee or Sam or which one it was, but they went over to the shirt, and they were looking at the Sons of Liberty shirt, which we have those available. You can find them at sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's a little, I think, shop icon on there or something. Yep. You get hats, too. But she was looking at it, and one of the little guys was explaining to her that, yes, this is what Samuel Adams said, it does not take a majority to prevail, but an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of liberty in the hearts of men. Great statement. It's on the back of our shirt. And underneath that is Leviticus 25:10. And so this little guy, again, I can't remember which one of it is, but both of them know it. Oh, Dominic's pointing at me. Me! This little Dominic goes up to her and starts quoting the scripture and says, I don't know if you realize this, but it's on the Liberty Bell. And she said, oh, my goodness, I did not realize that.
Yep.
So she came over and she gave a $10 donation just because Dominic knew scripture, and she said how wonderful that was. And then she ended up getting the shirt. So, folks, at the fair, at the booth, there is shirts, there is hats, there is a lot of the stuff that we have in DVD form. There's comic books. Bradley, Your Testimony, My War, the comic book is there. We've got a whole bunch of stuff out there. And you know what's even more important than that? We got ministers out there that are faithfully standing by to give the gospel to everybody who comes past them.
You ever see that? When I was there on Wednesday, I noticed that they had other groups, ministry groups, if that's what you want to call them. And what they did is they basically were selling Bibles at the state fair. And they were sitting on a chair behind a desk. Mm-hmm. And they had a sign that said prayer available. They weren't reaching across the aisle. They weren't going out into the people. And that's the missing element. And by the way, here, let me say this. Remember when we went to the St. Cloud?
Was that marriage?
That's exactly right. They had a marriage. It was a pro-marriage group that was advocating marriage between one man and one woman. And good for them. Yeah. It's sick that we have to do that at a church, right?
Yeah.
But they had a bunch of transvestites that were across the street that were protesting these professed Christians or advocating marriage between, basically bringing forth an amendment to make marriage between one man and one woman. Okay, that's how far it's gone again. But when I looked at all these transgenders and these homosexual advocates, I looked at the fact that there was a big gap between them and the church. Mm-hmm. And if you remember right, what we did is we walked over to the transvestites, men that were dressed as women, and we started to reach into their life. And this is, you know what, now I'm here because we're going to talk about this in a minute anyways.
Yeah.
It is absolutely amazing to me that, you know, little insignificant Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the Sons of Liberty. Well, Jake, the Huffington Post picked up one of our radio shows last week, and they are basically hammering it, I'm sure out of context. They always do.
You think so?
And here, I'm showing the homosexuals, the transvestites, the individuals that choose to war against heaven. Our demonstration of love towards them is the fact that we're not protesting you. We're loving on you enough to reach into your aisle and over to your aisle. And every time we do that, without fail, Jake just went on our Sons of Liberty website and seen some of the sickest things that these homosexual activists posted on our website. They're not interested in the truth, friends. They're trying to block the way of those homosexuals that are caught up in a sinful lifestyle that do need the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so anyways, in saying that, when we were at this protest where these transvestites were protesting the church, I went to the transvestites and started to reach out to them and to break things down and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to them. And it was interesting. Yes, they had their dukes up, but I'll tell you what, it didn't take too long before their dukes went down. And they started to court, well, they actually started to have conversation with us. And I can't say it left on a good note because the Word of God is the Word of God, and that isn't changing.
That's right.
And the homosexuals, these radicals, these transvestites, they're looking for a door open where they can have an acceptance with Christ through their compromise. And Christ doesn't offer that. He only died for their sins. And when you accept him on God's terms through repenting before a just and a holy God and put your faith in Jesus Christ, then you're going to find him. And they're trying to figure out, do you understand?
Yeah.
And they're trying to figure out why there's not any life. They're trying to figure out why they're caught up into this whirlwind, because you have to do it on his terms. And I just wanted to say that, listen, without fail, we continuously reach out to the homosexuals. Yesterday we had a caller. Well, you were up to state for having a good time, Jake. Well, I was working.
It was awesome.
I'm sure.
It was beautiful, too.
Anyways, in saying that, the guy calls in. Stephanie, I got some phone. Folks, we get phone calls quite a bit where we just hold them up there because you already know where they're going. And by the way, if you want to call, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. And this caller calls in, back to the story, and he said, I want to be a part of the haters. And I seen it. Steph posted it up there. Well, Steph, where was he calling out of?
He was calling out of Michigan.
Okay, he was calling out of Michigan. And he said he wanted to join the haters because he probably just seen Huffington Post's article.
Right.
Right? Okay. So anyways, in saying that, I looked up there and I said, so he's calling in the radio program because what he wants to do is he said, hey, man, this is what was the motive behind what he was doing. Hey, I just wanted to call and be a part of you haters. Like he was adapting to the fact that we were hating on people. Yep. But, you know, for the life of me, I can't find anywhere in life or in Scripture or in God's plan anywhere where hate tells the truth. I only see where love tells the truth.
Yep.
Now, do the homosexuals like that truth? No. Then why would they call it hate?
Well, yeah, I guess, you know, some might. We've had some on the show, but I'll tell you what, when they then see that truth and then they go perpetuate the truth, then the radicals go after them even harder and stronger.
Yes, those that have been saved by the by the grace of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes.
The power of God. They don't want them to know. It was like when the gay pride parade in Minneapolis. We go to it every year and pass out gospel tracts. As a pastor.
Slow your roll. It's not that we're going to participate, okay? Because now, Jake, we're being accused as, from the homosexual radicals, these guys are closeted homosexuals.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy, when I thought I heard everything.
Well, no, that accusation, that's usually the last attack, right? When they have nothing else to say.
They say the most vocal that are against homosexuality are the most closeted people.
people, said Ronald Donald. That's what he said.
Okay, now.
But at this parade, yeah, where we go to pass out gospel tracts, we come with backpacks full of them, as a matter of fact, and pass them out through the whole thing. And what's beautiful about it is the gospel tracts that we typically hand out. We hand them out, and we go to the next person, go to the next person, go to the next person. And you kind of see, you know, like how dominoes, one falls. So then you kind of look behind you, and you see the ones that are reading, and eventually the ones that get it, and then they kind of all of a sudden the heads pop up, and they look for the guy who just passed to the track. It's really a beautiful thing, folks. But I'll tell you what, there's people that are going to listen. We don't do this in vain. We don't go there to rub it in their face and say, well, gosh, you should be a Christian. I don't know why you're not, you dirty homosexual.
Never.
And keep going on.
Never.
There's a pastor.
You know what, though? I got to even say this. People in this ministry bend over backwards. I'm saying not compromise, but they will bend as far backwards as they can without compromising, mm-hmm, to speak to these homosexual, yep, communities.
Because Christ spoke to us.
Of course.
Christ went to the cross for us, which is why we then do it to the world.
And right. And so when we do that, we don't relinquish the cross. No, mm-hmm, we hold the cross. Amen. And we show them the cross.
That's exactly, this works imperfectly. This particular quote-unquote pastor, whatever you want to call him, he leads up a church, and he's totally down with the homosexual movement. It's okay. I don't know if this guy's gay, or he's got gay relatives, or maybe he's closeted gay. I don't know. But anyways, he supports it. So he's marching with his church. And that was the straw that broke the camel's back for me. I walked into the parade where he was, and I said, why are you not telling these men and women that are obviously caught in the bondage of sin, homosexuality,
right,
an abominable bondage, not to mention, why are you not telling them that Christ came to set them free? You're telling them Christ is okay with where they're at in sin. And so now they're attributing all of the condemnation that they feel every single day and every single night, all the negative side effects of just the lifestyle in general, they're going to attribute that to, well, Christ made me this way, therefore Christ wants me to stay this way, and all these bad things that are happening to me now are because of Christ. He wouldn't tell them that Christ would set them free no more than the homosexual radicals, that those who come out of the lifestyle of homosexuality want them to know that light, because they don't want anybody to know that Christ will set you free and deliver you. And ultimately, who is that? It's our old foe, the devil. He'd,
yep,
rather have us bound up in our own works,
yep,
and our own sin.
Yep, but see, what happens is when you begin to look at the modern gospel today, to be set free,
yep,
isn't to abide by the laws of the land. To be set free to these people, they,
yeah,
equate to licentiousness.
It's a license to, yeah.
That's exactly right. So that's where they're confused, because, mm-hmm, of their lack of knowledge. They think that freedom is defined out as doing whatever you want to do. And in fact, nobody's free anywhere that does what they want to do.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
folks, right. We're going to come back and talk about this. This is great dialogue. I love this stuff. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. You got Bradley and Jake. Check us out online. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp
HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Well, this time it's not going to be just me. It's going to be everybody.
Everyone.
Yes. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, guys. Can we take it a step further? We're biggest on a stick.
Yeah, it's
this
on Facebook.
And Jake said I really like this one.
That's an honor.
Boy, it's been a week of getting the chocolate knocked out of you. Well, at least it has been for me.
They've been throwing blows.
If it's not from the closest people in my life attacking me, then it's my enemies who I expect it from. I mean, this is crazy. And, I mean, at least from my enemies, I got bigots on a stick.
Yeah,
I didn't even get that from my friends.
You know,
what do you think I should do about that?
Well, I suppose you could create your own.
I'm going to ask James. James and Georgie got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty well. I got the day off and just was scanning some of the old AM stations, heard you, and then got your website, looked over, and got... Unfortunately, I write so darn slow, I couldn't get your phone number, so I had to get it off your website.
I got to slow down a little bit when I say that. Here, just for everybody listening, hang on a second, James. 1-877-807-9977. Now, I do agree with you. I am on overdrive all the time. And let me say this for the record. I'm an aggressive dude, so what's fast to the average Joe out there, and I'm, of course, James, I'm not equating you to being the average Joe, but they think Bradley is just like a lit. He's aggressive. I am. You know,
that's why you listen, right?
I mean, I'm so aggressive, I got a chain holding me down on my chair right now. I'm strapped
and
in.
And you could see it if you were on webcast, but you have to sign up for the Constitution course to do that.
James in Georgia, how are you, sir?
I am doing pretty good. Basically, I want to compliment you guys. It has been... Basically, I have had the old problem of most of the churches around me and a lot of the stuff have gotten into the church group, church movement group, this, that, and the other. And just hearing guys quote scripture in a loving way and over the radio has been so darn refreshing. It's been a lift for me because I have faced basically for the last couple of years. Scripturally, we call it trying to finish the work of God with the flesh. And there's been so many of these darn programs going through instead of just, excuse me, the Word of God is all you need and His presence.
Amen. I agree 100%. And Paul warned of that in the book of Galatians. Dick, did you want to say something really quick?
James, I think it's awesome to have you a part. Now, have you got the Prayer That Rocked the Capitol DVD yet?
No, sir. Literally, when you started your show was the
first time you heard it.
First time I heard it.
How are you listening in? On what station are you on? An AM station, online, or on a phone app?
No, just a regular old AM station, just a regular old radio.
Which station? Because you're in Georgia. What's the station you're on?
It's IMO in Bethlehem.
Awesome. Well, listen, we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to have our producer pick it up and get your name and your address so that we can send you out a Prayer That Rocked the Capitol DVD, all right?
All right.
Thank
well,
you
we'll
for
send that out to you.
You're
again, appreciate
that.
It. Sam, you want to pick that up? Thank you, sir. Again, James from Georgia, we appreciate your phone call. 1-877-807-9977 if you'd like to be a part of the radio show. I'm actually looking for something right now that I just seen, Jake. And if you wanted to kind of comment as to what he just said,
yeah, well,
that would be fabulous.
I think, you know, this is the purpose that we get on the air, folks, and this is the purpose why you support us as the Sons of Liberty, to be on the air so that when we give this message, hey, you may have a first-time listener that catches it and says, yes, this is what I'm talking about. This resounds with me. They may receive a prophetic word. They may receive a word from the Lord to encourage them to go out and do more than what they're doing right now. Folks, you can make a donation to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also get some of our products that are available up there. And also to the Constitution course. We are midstream into it. Now, you cannot sign up for this round because we have gone through lecture two. We're almost there. We're 1/6 of the way through. We'll be graduating another course, I believe, in November. But we teach the Constitution on a regular basis as well. We're also going to be putting out a link in probably November where you all can watch publicly the webcast. Right now, it's only for exclusive users that are Sons or Daughters of Liberty. But you can tune into that as well where you can watch the radio program. Matt Scrubs is one of those listeners that was just like the gentleman from Georgia that just called. And he said he's a listener, and he also saw Bradley in Raleigh when he did an event out in Raleigh, North Carolina. He is now running for the Wake County School Board. He wanted to call us and let us know, hey, listen, I am doing now. I'm going to put into action and practice. Now, I'm not saying we were the instigator or we were the end-all in this decision, but I'll tell you what, it had a lot to do with the spirit that he got through the message and through the radio program for him to step up to the plate and go do this. Now, Matt, you were born to do this. God called you to do this, and we are so happy, and we want to see thousands more of you out there that are watching and listening and that are also tying in and becoming Sons and Daughters of Liberty to do the same thing. Step up to the plate. Find a position in your locale. Find it in your state. Find it federally speaking if you can, and make a difference. Be salt and light.
Amen. I wanted to comment as to what our friend in Georgia just had to say. We don't want to start something in the spirit and end it with the flesh. Paul Washer rightly said this. He said, if you use carnal means to attract men, you're going to attract carnal men, and you're going to have to keep using greater carnal means to keep them in the church.
It's like that
that
picture of the clown with all the balloons.
Yes.
Spurgeon has a quote, and I can't even remember what it was. It's like, you got to have a circus.
You've
got to entertain, otherwise nobody's going to come.
Well, he said what will happen is a time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats. Yeah. Let me say that again. A time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats. And that's exactly what you see today in America. Speaking of which, I think one of the, well, comical versions, the circus version of what you're seeing in the church today is something called, well, they call themselves the end timers. Mm-hmm. We see this quite a bit. They talk about the end times. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that column, well, this was kind of poor. I kind of broke in on you, so I don't mean to wreck the flow, but your latest column is called End Timers, where you're actually confronting the end timers. And we made a text art on this particular column. It said, while America is enduring an onslaught of abuses greater than our forefathers, could it be a self-fulfilling prophecy due to the church's lack of moral responsibility? Yes, the church has set the stage for this. So if I strike my thumb with a hammer, what's going to happen?
I could say, well, the hammer struck my thumb and now I have a bruise. It must be the Lord. No, you struck your own thumb and natural law came into play and you busted your fingernail. Of course, it's no different than this. If the love of many waxes cold, then of course the world is going to go turn into turmoil. And then we could expect by looking at it saying, well, then Christ is coming soon. But okay, we were the ones who did it.
Okay, wait a second. I want to interject something because you just sparked something up. So the love of many wax cold because of what?
Their iniquity, their sin.
Okay, so love is found in the fulfilling of the law, as Jesus said.
Yep.
Okay, so when there's no love, then what do they return to? Iniquity, lawlessness.
Yeah.
So instead of returning to the things of the Spirit and growing in grace, they turn back to the arm of the flesh. Mm-hmm. Is that what they do?
Which is their own.
Yep. Just want to make
and
sure.
And by their own, then they suffer the ramifications of their own.
And then,
and if men don't learn, and if there is no mercy of God to reach into them, then guess what? They've made their own bed. They can't blame anybody for it. Somebody commented
That's
on
right.
this. Robert said, Bradley, thank you for upholding the glory of God's word. This is to this column. Knowing the truth of the Bible gives confidence that believers are actually standing on victory ground. Not end times ground, but victory ground, earned and paid in full by Christ Jesus. Now, I believe it's smart, like the sons of Issachar, who said that we are to understand the times. And I've seen a lot of end times folks talking about understanding the times. Listen, that verse, for the longest time until I actually stinking read it, was about when David was coming to the throne. It wasn't about anything end times or God was coming back or this bad thing was going to happen through prophecy. It was about they understood the times and that, yes, now it is time to instill David to the throne that God ordained and anointed him to do. For what? To establish the glory of his presence through the nation of Israel. That scripture has been completely twisted and used and put backwards right now. If you have, and I couldn't see that, if you have in your scope right now, say some of you maybe are understanding end times prophecy, and there is nothing wrong with end times prophecy either, by the way, because we should be students of the Bible, but what does that push you to?
Right.
You know, we were talking the other day.
If everything is so bad, you'd think people would gird themselves up and fix the problem.
Yep.
And that's what it says in Isaiah 58, in Isaiah 61, that when you're born of the Spirit of God, you're a repairer of the breach, not one to sit around and talk about how bad everything is and magnifying hopelessness.
Because Nehemiah could have did the same thing when he built the wall, but instead he established the glory of God. And we were talking earlier in the week, I think it was the day that you were at the fair, and I heard on the commercial, it was a preparedness expo. Okay. Wonderful people, wonderful, sincere people. Some of them, even the products that we use as far as like making sure your health is good, taking vitamins, and I forget the name of that company, Sons of Liberty Team.com. But they're all getting together to prepare for what? Well, it would seem to me that they're preparing for the end of our country and our nation because our government is so out of control and everything's bad. The Bible says to prepare you the way for the Lord. When you look up the word prepare, it's prepare you the way of the Lord. And what does John the Baptist say? Turn from your iniquities.
Yeah.
Make the crooked places straight.
That's right.
How we prepare. We don't prepare and say, Jesus is coming soon. Therefore, what should I do? How should I wait and watch? No, you prepare by making it ready for
him. I got a question for you. If I take a seed, any kind of seed, let me just take an apple seed, okay, and I plant it into the soil of the ground. What kind of fruit's going to come off that tree?
An apple.
And what happens when you're born of the Spirit of God? What kind of fruit's going to come off that tree? That your Father might be glorified, John 15.
Amen. Christ.
Okay, so you're not glorified where it works against the things of the Spirit, but when it goes in flow and it's birth of the Spirit.
Yeah.
You gave one of the analogies during your constitutional course of how foolish people are by taking a leaf off the tree and planting it into the ground.
Yeah, planting the leaf. Now, why would somebody plant a leaf? That would be foolish. It's like us. Okay, our government right now, we can plant... 30 seconds? How am I supposed to
Should we take
that?
A break? This is good. This is talk radio, and this is how it needs to be, because we're just bunny trailing right now.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to keep bunny trailing. I want to get over to the booth, what happened at the state fair, and I do want to talk about the end timers. So for the sake of time, we'll probably hit this WCCO thing. CBS went after us last week, friends, and so did Huffington Post and Right Wing Watch. We'll talk about that in a minute. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty, and we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member,
and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Constitutional Course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, Wild Friends. Just a lot going on over here. Jake, you had to make a point really quick,
yes,
and I got to
right.
get over
we're
this point, and then I want to talk about the end timers, and I think this is going to set some people free in righteousness.
We were talking about planting, well, first, yeah, and so to not lose track, we're talking about your column, because that's the vein that this is going on, this end timers thing, and we're talking about the preparedness expo. How do we really prepare? Well, they can prepare naturally speaking by getting guns, learning how to grow food, things like that. None of that's bad. But if we don't prepare the spiritual side, this will tie into planting the leaf, okay? Being prepared, your health, your wealth, your protection, your defense, your constitution, your government documents, those are all either maybe a trunk or a branch or a leaf on the tree. Yeah, that's right. Longevity was part of this preparedness thing. And I use longevity, and I'm very smart to do that. Somebody actually, it wasn't my idea. Somebody turned me on to it. Thanks, Ted.
Well, I'm having a hard time following you, man.
So this is where we came down to in the Constitution course, is that a lot of people like to plant, and many of the talking heads do it. They like to plant conservative ideals. Nothing wrong with conservative ideals. But let me just say to you that that is a leaf on the tree. Some of them like to plant a certain political party that maybe carries those conservative ideals. Let me submit to you that that is a branch on the tree. Some people like to plant our Constitution and promote that. Now, let's just say that is the trunk on our tree here in America. But the problem is you can plant another trunk. It won't take root and it won't grow. You can plant a political party. It won't take root and it won't grow. You can plant, and I'm speaking spiritually speaking, you can plant a branch or you can plant a leaf. Somebody will look at you and say, you are foolish. Why are you planting those things? You need to plant the seed.
That's right.
What is the seed that has given us our Constitution, the wonderful political parties
Jesus
that
Christ.
We have? That's right.
The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests.
So why wouldn't we plant that in all of our
It doesn't make a bit of sense. And I'll tell you what, when God sends his prophets, the first thing he does is He doesn't sit there and talk about the branches on the tree. He just lays the axe to the root of it. You were talking about John the Baptist. That's exactly what he did.
Making the way straight.
So. And what did he do? He rebuked what? The snakes.
That's right.
And who were they? The religious hypocrites of the day. And by the way, he also dealt
and
with...
the government.
That's right. Thank
he had
you.
A little talk with Mr. Herod, who was committing adultery, knowing full well if sin is going to infiltrate through the government, is going to oppress the people.
In a weird form.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's a very weird form. So if you look at what we need to do now, we need to plant those seeds so that the right things can grow. We don't go plant the leaf. We don't go plant the branch. We don't plant the trunk. We plant the seed. And the seed will come through that tree once the fruit comes. We need to keep planting that and not pick and choose what we want, not pick and choose what looks good or what feels good or what's most palatable to those that we're going to. We have to choose the gospel, period. And some people will be offended at that. As a matter of fact, the Bible says quite a few people will be. If you look at the early church, how many people were offended at them? They crucified many of them. They killed many of them. Many of them were martyred. The original 12 disciples, I believe it was 10 of them, were
11,
martyred.
11.
John wasn't,
only
though.
John and Patmos, he survived the boiling oil.
Yeah, so it was 11. I was thinking the original 12, but I guess they did ordain a new apostle after Judas hung himself.
Are you talking about in the book of Acts, top right corner?
I could
Acts
be.
1. That's where you're in Acts 1.
10 of the original, 11 of the ones that weren't quite original. But
gotcha.
Look at how many people. Look at the foxes.
Because what you're doing is you're removing Judas out of the mix. The son of perdition.
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that brought us down to 11, and then John, obviously. But the point is, again, folks, let's plant the tree. Let's not plant the tree. Let's plant the seed.
Yeah.
And let's do it in its fullness.
So what happens in the process of planting that seed? Indeed, all who desire to live godly shall... Or in Christ Jesus, godly in Christ Jesus, I'm sorry, speaking of the seed, who sows the seed, will be persecuted. Absolutely incredible stuff here.
I get that.
Yes. I don't want to get too far off base here because we got to get some direction here, but were you done?
Yeah, and I was just thinking, too, to tie up, I think it was two segments ago, we were talking about what is freedom, what do people see as freedom. It's not licentiousness. Freedom is the ability to do what one should do. Martin Luther said this, if you're a Christian and you believe that Christian freedom is... Well, I'm now under the blood, and I've got God's blessing. He forgives my sins, my current sins, my willful sins. That is not Christianity, nor is that Christ. It's a false covering.
And then you
will
go to
hell.
Hebrews 10, that's right.
You just will. You will wind up in hell because you will get there and say, well, Jesus covered my sin. God is going to say, I did not know you. You are not covered by the blood. Therefore, enter into destruction.
And depart from me.
But in our sense, Martin Luther gave a great analogy to this in a movie that I saw. About Martin Luther. He was a professor, and he was speaking to his students, and he had this, salvation by faith alone. In other words, we can't merit our works to what we receive as salvation. And when he was talking to his students, the students were like, what? That's nuts. I have to be a good person in order to go to heaven. No, you actually don't. But you will, and I'm going to get to that.
Can I say something to that?
Yeah.
Okay, because we got to get some traction here, okay?
Yep.
I come down here in the morning and I pray for 2 hours every morning. It's getting there, and I really appreciate that. And I found myself saying, you know what? I don't want to be right because I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be right because he's right.
Yep. You want to be on the right side.
Because people can sit there and make distinction between right and wrong all day long, but I don't want to be right if I'm right outside of what is right.
Mm-hmm. I completely understand that.
Okay, because what I'm seeking for is his anointing, and I'm seeking for holiness. And David understood that. And so when you said that, I had to stop and say, you know what? Interesting that this morning I said, Lord, I don't want to be right because, listen to me carefully, friends, because there is distinction. And it does take the discernment as to hear what I'm saying. I don't want to be right because I'm right. If it's not right because he said it was right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to complicate this. It's really clear what I'm saying. I want to be found not in my righteousness.
Yeah.
I want to be found in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And that's Philippians 3. And the only way that we find ourselves in his righteousness is after the experience of the cross. Not being found in my own righteousness or having my own righteousness, but his righteousness. He desired to be crucified to understand who he was. And I think it's a great place to be because what it does is that's the kind of stuff that really sets you free. Because no longer are you trying to hold on to anything. And by the way, that is in a lot of way the works of the law to try to be right when you yourself are not sure if you're right or not. Here's two rights. Well, I'm called of God to do a certain job, right?
Yep.
Let's bring it to testimony. Well, I don't agree that's how you do it. I don't care. This is right because this is what the anointing does. But I don't agree with the way that you do it. Both people can be right. You understand?
Yeah.
And you can be that.
I think I'm following the train here.
You can be right there. But the person that wants to be right in God says, I don't care that I'm wrong because I can't stand in my own right. Take heed that you stand lest you fall. I want to be right with him. And I think when we can get to that place, we're going to see God move.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's where I want to be. I don't want to be right. I want you to hear me out. I wish this would be, this is the top of my radio show everywhere, all the time, when you first turn on Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan. We're not here because we're right. As a matter of fact, when we're dealing with the issues that we're dealing with, the homosexual agenda, the abortionist, corruption in government, we're not making an argument based off of our opinion. We're making the argument because it's based off of God's command. And there's a big difference. And by the way, in the church, two different people can think that they're right. And guess what? They can both be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Discernment is not simply telling the difference between what is right and wrong. Rather, it is the difference between right and almost right.
Yeah.
I don't want to be there. Because if we're there and we want to stand on that, guess what's going to happen? God isn't going to justify it. I want to be in the righteousness of Jesus Christ so his son can first of all be glorified, and then and only then will he justify and vindicate the anointing that is in the man.
Yep.
And a lot of times trials and tribulations will move us to discern like we've never discerned before. Mm-hmm. And that's where the church needs to be in this country, is no longer these doctrine, you're right, and this doctrine is that's right. No, no, no. Christ is right. Man is wrong. And we have all these different denominations because man wants to get in the way and take away Christ's claim and his rightful claim of Calvary, in which he paid the ultimate price. I didn't. John Wesley didn't. Charles Spurgeon didn't. And these men of God would be the first one to say, hallelujah, Bradley, praise God.
Yep.
It is Christ that's glorified. And the only time that he's going to be glorified is when we come to meet him at the cross. No other place. And we want to be justified through that cross. And he'll justify that. So I anticipate some strong stuff coming down the line. Because I'm beseeching his mercy right now, the way David did, to understand his righteousness and the way that he does things. Folks, the wrath of God worketh not, or the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we can look at the law and say, that is wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong. They call them Bible belter, or you're Bible beating me. Wait a second. You know what? If they're Bible beating by the Holy Ghost, no, you're being convicted of your sin, and he's driving or kicking the hell out of you so he can get to heaven in you. But there's also other people that you get these culty weirdos like the, I don't even want to say their names, that go protest funerals.
Oh, yeah.
Folks, that's not right, because that's not Christ. You got me stuck on what you said. And I think I had a vent, so I did. Folks, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about this WCCO piece. And I'm going to put a muzzle on Jake just for a couple minutes here so I can do that. And then we'll talk about the end timers. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Hour 2 coming up.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.